The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Sinead Gibney is with me, who's a Social Democrat TD for Dublin Rathdown. First time TD in this stall. So, Sinead, let's just make a promise that we're not going to relitigate speaking rights and Michael Lowry and
I'll
everything.
I'll do my best.
But just in this, you know, the carry-on that we saw this week in the Dáil, I mean, how did you interpret, assess, process all of that as a first-time TD?
You know, it's obviously hitting the public a bit more again this week, but it's been trundling on obviously for a few weeks, and I suppose it's the second kind of explosive event within this whole crisis, if you want to call it that, or whatever you want to call it. And honestly, it's really disheartening is the word I would use. I have to say, it's been quite an eye opener to see the different way in which perhaps we see senior politicians, you know, kind of behaving within the chamber and dealing with these things compared to what they say in the press. And I think that for me is probably the starkest kind of learning so far, is just the level of spin. And, you know, I know you're saying not to rehearse it or whatever, but I mean, I genuinely believe that this is a crisis of the government's making, or a problem of the government's making. Mm-hmm. They have chosen to do this. And then to go out and talk about the loutish behaviour or the way in which the opposition have conducted themselves being so lacking in decorum and so on. I mean, certainly within the first couple of weeks as it was playing out, they very much left it to the Ceann Comhairle to deal with, and neither the Taoiseach nor the Taoiseach really made any attempt to deal with it at all, even though we know it all stems from the agreement that they made with Michael Lowry at the very outset. So like that for me is probably the biggest part of it. And honestly, like in the moment, it's tough. Like, it's just unpleasant sitting in the midst of all that noise, and it's not easy. Like, it's just not an easy environment to be in. And certainly as a new TD, it's not what you expect or want.
And were you ill prepared then for the degree or the level to which a ground war is fought in the media, for example?
I don't know about ill prepared. I guess it's just, you know, of course, the political parties put out their reality, you know, like, and every politician and every political party and, you know, arguably every state actor who deals with the media has their narrative or the way they want to talk about things. But I guess it's just the level of distance that I've witnessed now in between what is going on versus what I believe, how the government then want to portray things. Like, that to me is the chasm. I think the opposition and certainly our leader, Ciarán O'Callaghan, has done an excellent job of getting across our message with clarity. And I think, I mean, it's interesting because I think the public are largely with us. I think people do see the stroke that the government are trying to pull here. Yeah. And I think they see that there's a democratic principle under threat and they support the opposition. I mean, I appreciate that people don't like seeing these scenes. They don't like seeing people shouting in the Dáil, and neither do I.
Were there times over the last few weeks and even this week where you thought, oh God, what have I done?
Genuinely, no. I mean, there's been, you know, real kind of learnings or kind of, you know, things that have struck me certainly as a new TD, and I can kind of talk back to December 18th when I first sat in there and share some of those. But no, I mean, I am loving my job, and it's overwhelming at times is the word I would use, but overwhelming in a good way. Like, there's just so much opportunity. I've got a really broad portfolio, so I've been on my feet a lot within the chamber. I've also had a good opportunity to get my message out in the media. And these are things that I've done in different ways in previous roles. So I feel quite well prepared for that. And I'm really, really enjoying the job.
Beyond the scenes this week and earlier in January as well, which were aberrations, really. What has surprised you about the conduct of people within the chamber? On the days where it's kind of relatively straightforward, or as straightforward as it usually is.
Yeah, obviously it's just such, I was a history student back in the 90s in my undergraduate degree. Like, I feel the sense of history from the moment I've walked into the Dáil, and every day I sit down in the chamber, I feel the same. The things that honestly struck me on day one were, first of all, the gender imbalance. And, you know, I know about the figures. I know that there's a quarter only female representation in the Dáil. But when you sit down in the chamber, it's quite striking. And it's particularly striking when you look at the government benches, because obviously that's 25% across the Dáil. But we in the Social Democrats are at 45, I think, you know, Sinn Féin are 40. So the opposition benches are much better. Mm. But when you look over at government, it really is quite stark. So that was one of the first things that struck me. Another thing that struck me, and I was, I would compare this. So I'm a big snooker fan. I go to see the snooker over in Sheffield, the World Championship. And when I first,
we're coming back to that, go on.
When I first went to see a snooker match live, it was the final in, oh God knows, one of the noughties between O'Sullivan and Ali Carter. And I was so surprised at how noisy it is in a snooker match. Like just people walking around and the interactions they would have with each other that simply isn't picked up by the cameras or the mics on telly.
It's just dead silent.
Exactly. Yeah, it's not that. Like, so similarly in the Dáil, there's a lot more, you know, kind of just rumbling and mild heckling that doesn't quite reach the microphones and just different face pulling. All of that was a bit more than I thought it would be. And I would potentially say that that could be connected to the fact that it's a male-dominated room, basically, you know. But that's total, you know, that's my take on it.
Yeah.
So that was definitely one part of it. And then the other thing I will say on day one, and it, you know, it really was genuinely a surprise to me, is how merged Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are. Like, if you look around the rest of the chamber, you know, the parties sit in their own groupings and Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil do not. They are completely merged on one side as the government benches. Like, and
yeah,
that was just a surprise to me. Just honestly, as a voter, I thought there was more separation between the two parties. In the chamber, there is not.
Have you always been a snooker fan?
Yeah. Like, I mean, since I was a kid, I even watched it on a black and white telly in my Auntie Joan's house when I
was. Oh, yeah, wow. So they'd have to tell you what they were.
Yeah, well, the commentary was different then. Yeah. And I watched it in college and yeah, I go to a place of relaxation when I'm watching a snooker match, or I just kind of,
And so would you regularly go to Sheffield to the Crucible?
I haven't been in years now. I'm trying to convince, I'm married 3 years and I haven't quite convinced my husband to come with me. But I've been 4 times to Sheffield for the World Championships.
And what is it that you like about snooker?
I just think it's an incredible game. What they do is amazing. It's such a psychological game as well, because there's, you know, like, I suppose it's an individual sport. So like tennis, obviously,
yeah,
it's quite a psychological game. But like in snooker, it's so punishing, because if you miss a ball and you're sitting in your chair, like, you know, these players are capable of incredible shots and, you know, they're just sitting there, you know, sinking into sadness while their opponent gets more and more points on the board. Yeah. So I just love it. I think it's an incredible game.
Do you play snooker?
No, I'm crap. I've tried, like, but I'm just not.
And would you go to tournaments here now, kind of exhibition matches?
Yeah, I did once, but there's not that many of them. And yeah, and I want to get up to the Northern Ireland Open up in Belfast some year, but I haven't made it yet. And there's a couple in Germany that I want to get to as well. So yeah.
Fascinating. Anyway, that's a kind of tangential point. Why did you get involved? Why did you decide to run?
For politics?
Yeah.
I've always been drawn towards it. I was in student politics, like I say, back in the 90s up in University of Ulster. I was site president up in Coleraine. I genuinely feel, and I suppose, like, I've had a really mixed career. I spent 8 years working in Google. I was head of social action there. I worked in the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission in 2 different roles. And so the last 10 years, essentially public sector, previous 10 years, private sector.
Mm.
And I suppose particularly moving into IREC, I have learned a lot more about how the public sector works, and I suppose how power works within our system here in Ireland, because that as an agency would have a lot of engagement with the Oireachtas and with policymakers. And for me, like, where you can bring about most change is in the Dáil. There's just no two ways about it.
Even in the opposition benches?
Even in the opposition benches, I would argue. But ultimately, I'm in this to, you know, be in government. I mean, so, you know, that's ultimately my goal. That's certainly our goal as a party, is to be a governing party. And so I would aspire ultimately within my political career to be a minister at some stage. Now, obviously, I'll take what opportunities I can get. And meanwhile, there is a lot you can do as an opposition TD. Like, I'm the only opposition TD, for example, in Dublin Rathdown. So all of the other TDs are government ministers and backbenchers. And so that means, you know, if people in the areas of Dundrum, Stillorgan, Churchtown, Fox Rock, wherever, like, if they've got issues with national policy level and they want that represented on the Dáil floor, like, that's what I'm there for.
Yeah.
And I can raise those queries on their behalf, you know?
Yeah, often I suspect, though, and I don't know if there's an urban-rural divide or Dublin and the rest of the country divide in this, but often the issues that are raised by constituents are not ones of national policy. You know, they're hyper local issues a lot of the time. And maybe it's one of the dysfunctional things about our system is that it is the national TD who can do something about the hyper local issue, or appears to do something about it. Do you get much of that in Dáil Éireann Rathdown or Dublin Rathdown?
Oh, absolutely. Like, I'm quite Yeah, we have people come to us with all sorts of queries, and they do. They'll come to their local council representatives, and they'll come to their local TDs. Mm. And where I can, where what I'm trying to do, certainly as a public representative, because I have a real issue with parish pump politics and the idea that, for example, if we take the age old one of there's a pothole in my road, if I go yes. to a particular parish, say, and say, will you fix it? Then that TD or that councillor will go off and they'll get the local council to fix it. And then they'll go back to that voter and say, got that sorted for you. Remember me in the next election.
Yeah.
That to me is wrong. What I think our role is as a public representative is to facilitate that person and help that person to access the services they need, which is the council. So I'm not going to take credit for something that is a council issue. And that's, you know, that is something I think that is really representative of what we're trying to do as politicians in Social Democrats, mm. be much more straight talking, be much more honest and enable democracy and democratic participation by helping people understand how to access the services that they need. So, you know, I think I would like to be more focused on national issues. So, for example, if I go to a residents association and talk to them and introduce myself. And I'm doing a lot of that. I'm hoping to do more of it in my constituency because this is the first time we've had a Social Democrat TD in Rathdown.
Yeah.
What I'm saying to people is exactly that. Please come to me with what are national issues because that's where I can best give you value. I can raise parliamentary questions. I can ask ministers about specific issues that you have. I'm going to be putting out a newsletter with exactly this information in the next few weeks. Because people, like national policy is lived by people. So if it's about our model of childcare, if it is about neutrality, which is something we've been working on very hard at the moment. I had a private member's motion in yesterday on the triple lock. And the amount of emails I'm getting right now on the triple lock encouraging us to continue the work we're doing to retain the triple lock and mm. push for that. And of course, emails and people who disagree with that as well. But I have to, you know, that for me is what my role is as a TD, is to represent and understand the issues that are affecting my voters.
What committees do you want to get on?
PAC.
Okay.
If I can, yeah.
All right.
Catherine Murphy was I think, a brilliant member of PAC, and I really want to carry on her tradition. And in a very nerd factoid here, I am possibly, I don't know now, going to be the first member of PAC who was previously accountable to PAC, because in my role in IREC, I was the accounting officer.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, if someone wants to correct me, 087 1400 106, Sinead Gimney is a Social Democrat TD for Dublin Rathdown. Sinead, thanks a million for joining us.
Thank you, Kieran.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.